Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
You definitely are. 13 minutes to 8 here on a beautiful Wednesday morning in downtown Melbourne. Ginny and Adam taking you through to 9 o'clock this morning. Now, Ginny, Yes. We've got someone very special on the phone.
I like special people.
She is an author. She's released her second book called The Rumour Mill, which is the second book in the Jazzy Lou series. She was also on Celebrity Apprentice this year, fighting up against big names like Stephanie Rice and Dawn Fraser. Ooh. A lot of powerful women there. And she is the owner of Sydney's hottest beauty, lifestyle and fashion PR. You have to go nuts. If you're driving your car, you have to pull over and go nuts for this lady. Give it up for Roxy Jasenko.
Boy, what a welcome.
How are you?
Can we talk every time at this every day? From now on.
Hey, if you ever need an ego boost, Roxy, we're your peeps.
I tell you what, how fabulous.
Well, Roxy, I've got to say, with that intro and Adam's stellar introduction of you, I've got to say, you were up against some powerful women in Celebrity Apprentice. How did you manage to handle that? I mean, you had to tackle on some pretty fierce girlfriends there.
And there was certainly tackling. You name it. There was a stapler throwing, tackling, everything and sundry. But, you know, it was all for a good cause, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we had the opportunity to raise some amazing amounts for various charities across Australia. So you just cope with it, I guess. And we also met, you know, being able to work alongside Dawn Fraser. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. She is an icon like Vegemite is to Australia, I suppose. So it was an amazing opportunity.
Now, let's be honest here, girl to girl, now that the show's over, the fact that, you know, there was lots of tackling and stuff going on, do you wish there were sharper objects you could have thrown at them?
Let's just say they're not on my Christmas card. That's for sure. All Christmas cards have been dispatched and there were minus a few in there.
Well, we're waiting for ours in our pigeonhole, so thanks for that, Roxy, in advance.
Now, besides Celebrity Apprentice, you're better known for as the owner of Sweaty Betty Public Relations. I've got to ask, how did the name Sweaty Betty come around?
You know, it's funny. When everyone sort of heads to the Gold Coast for their schoolies week, I'm such strict parents that there was no way I was going to be allowed to go there. So I went with my mother on a business trip and it was in London and there was the name of a shop, Sweaty Betty, and I thought, ooh, at 18, I'm going to open a business one day and that's what it's going to be called. I mean, you sort of look back now and you go, you're sitting in a meeting with a company like Coles and everyone's in a suit and you walk in and you're Sweaty Betty and they sort of think to themselves, who the bloody hell is this bird? Sweaty Betty. So in hindsight, it probably wasn't the best choice of name, but that said, everyone remembers it.
Absolutely. When it comes to marketing, that's, you know, the name that everyone can remember. And not only that, I mean, I follow you on Twitter and on Instagram, and some of your Instagram shots, you know, here we are at the races and promoting this product, and I'm just looking at it going, I want your life.
Oh, very kind. Look, I suppose Instagram is a way of selling those messages that are the very glamorous side of it. But then you will see on Instagram also, you know, the heads and the arms deep in gift bags times 1,000, you know, legs up around the ears, just trying to get it done, you know, in a minute's time. So, while it is champagne and canapes, and that's what the book will really tell you, there is a lot of hard work that goes behind it. You're certainly not the girl whirling and twirling at the event. You're the door bitch.
Absolutely. Well, The Rumour Mill, I actually read The Rumour Mill in two nights and I've got it here in my hands. It's beautiful. It's the second in the series after the first one was Strictly Confidential.
Yeah.
And
who would have thought, you know, one book, I would never have thought. I was the world's worst student at school. Yeah. Seldom was like the magic word in my report. I mean, it was off the back of Strictly Confidential success a year ago. That's how the Rumour Mill came about. Second in the series, which is exciting. Hopefully there'll be a third.
Absolutely. Well, the third one will probably be just as good as the first and the second one. And I mean, it does take a look. I know that, you know, the word of it is that it's fiction, but it does give a good insight into the PR and celebrity world, you know, based around these characters that come up. Some of the characters are really, really interesting, especially I fell in love with Jamie Moore, who I love the line of it saying that he's done one too many, you know, drugs and is now more famous as a serial freeloader. Some of the characters in the book are absolutely amazing. How'd you come up with them?
I suppose you're right. What you know, don't you?
I've got to say, Roxy, I'd love to spend one day just floating around in your imagination, just picking up ideas and inspiration.
Fly on the wall would be definitely interesting in the Sweaty Betty PR office. There's no question there.
Now, before we let you go, because we know that you're very busy, you've got a lot to do, I've got to ask, your wingman and your beautiful daughter, Pixie, most two-year-olds that I know, they're, you know, playing with toys or happy sitting on the carpet. Your daughter is Instagramming and living the high life. I think she, you know, definitely moulding into the family business.
Oh, it's very funny. You know, who would think at sort of 2 years of age she's got over 9,000 followers? I just have to keep up in the air. I can't have a two-year-old be, have more followers on Instagram than me.
9,000?
Yeah, funny.
Wow.
So one day you're going to be walking down the street and this person will run up saying, sorry, I don't do autographs. And they're like, no, we want to talk to your daughter.
Yeah, we're really interested in having a chat with you. Where's Pixie? Don't worry, it already happened.
Oh, no. Roxy, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. And I'm actually coming to Melbourne today, so I'm very excited.
Are you really?
Visiting Crown. Yep, can't wait.
Oh, we may have to stalk you. I mean, no, we're busy.
Love you too.
Absolutely. Now, the book is called The Rumour Mill. It's a Jazzy Lou novel, second in the series after Strictly Confidential, available at your website, sweatybettypr.com, and also in good bookstores, I hear.
Certainly is.
Lovely. Thank you so much. That was Roxy Jasenko.
See you, Roxy. 7 minutes to 8 here on Joy 94.9. You're rising up with Ginny Sarasvati and Adam Samuel.
Melbourne's rising up with the fresh sounds of Joy 94.9's newest breakfast team. You're listening to Rise Up with Ginny and Adam.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.